I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The annual Polar Plunge to benefit the Special Olympics of Michigan is happening this weekend in Marquette. We talked to Nicole Dahl. She's the event organizer to find out more.
This year's Polar Plunge is coming up at Marquette Mountain Ski Hill this weekend, Saturday. Registration begins at 1 o'clock p.m. You can still register either online or the day of. And plunging will begin at about 2 o'clock, 2:15. Last a few moments, and then after that we will be having the After Splash Bash at the Hill, where we'll be having spaghetti dinner and some awards.
And this is all to help raise funds. What does the money go for?
The money is raised for Special Olympics. As you may know, Special Olympics is an organization that provides year-round sporting events and competition for children and adults with intellectual disabilities.
Mike and I both have been involved with the Polar Plunge over the years. I know Mike emceed it for many years and did it, and I've done it a couple of times. And if you're familiar with maybe some of the ones in the past, this is now the, it's a few years now that it got moved out to Marquette Mountain. This one is, this is doable. I mean, for people that might be saying, oh God, I'll never do that. It is doable.
I want to say, if you thought about doing it, you should do it because, you know, Nick, you and I were talking just before we got on the air. Nobody's heart has actually stopped.
No. Nope.
Nobody's actually died.
No. Nope.
You know, you may think that might happen, but it doesn't.
No.
But it is a singular experience.
It is. And it's kind of a bucket list thing, you know, so that you can say you did it and did it for a good cause. The idea is that you raise money by taking pledges from people and then bring it on out to the hill on Saturday and donate to the Special Olympics.
And of course, there's an opportunity to get involved. Maybe even if you don't want to plunge, but you still want to contribute, there's an option there as well.
Absolutely. We do have merchandise for sale. We have different raffles. We do have different ways you can volunteer. Just come on out and watch. The first year I saw plunge, I was not really involved other than an organizer. And I got so caught up in the excitement of watching everybody plunge and everything that was going on, I decided that I was going to plunge from now on. So,
Nicole Dahl in the studio with us today. She is a Polar Plunge organizer and plunger. Let's just a moment give everybody all the details, Nicole, of when and where. Again, it's this weekend. But one thing to keep in mind also is there's time to still get registered, get involved. And you can do it individually, but also you see a lot of teams that show up, offices, places like that. And they all have themes. Tell me about that a little bit.
We do. A lot of teams will come on. We have, for example, Team LMF from Alger Correctional. We have the Carp River Plungers from the prison. Team Shine On is also in Marquette. A lot of different teams get together. Sometimes we have a little friendly competition to see who can raise more money. There is an award for the team that raises the most money, along with an individual that raises the most money.
And there's also a costume parade usually, isn't there?
There is. One of the things we do for the plunge is we encourage people to wear costumes, which can be quite amusing. We do have best costume awards, and we've had some crazy stuff in the past, and always look forward to what we're going to see this year.
You know, for a number of years, I was the MC for this, and I did go to one of the local tuxedo shops when I first became an MC and asked, and I said, you know, I'm going to go into the Polar Plunge. Do you have a tuxedo that I can wear? And they set me up with one. It was kind of an old tuxedo, but there's still some pictures around, but I actually plunged in a tuxedo.
Yep. And we have tutus are popular.
Yep. Tutus
are very popular with the plunges around the state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I plunged, I think I plunged in a woman's, I can't remember what the setup was. I did a bet for somebody and they would give an extra 100 and something or whatever if I wore a woman's swimwear.
Right.
And it was luckily a, you know,
a one piece.
Yes. It was very
appropriate.
Flattering.
Yeah. Appropriate. It's a family event.
It is a family event. Yes. But the last time you plunged, Walt, you went with Mark when Mark was still with the company, and you guys went as Gilligan and the Skipper.
Yep.
Which was a great idea. It was a great idea.
And people can do that. And that's what makes it fun. And of course, you do jump in the cold water. That's what it's all about. But if people want to take part in it, how can they still get registered?
The easiest way to remember is to go to www.somi.org. So that's SOMI.org. It's the state Special Olympics page. And just kind of follow the links to the Marquette Plunge. It will give you options to either donate or register. Just follow the prompts and that will get you in.
And it's happening when and where?
It is this Saturday, the 19th, out at Marquette Mountain Ski Hill. Registration begins at 1, and plunging will be at about 2 o'clock.
That's Nicole Dahl. She's the organizer of the Polar Plunge happening this weekend in Marquette to benefit the Special Olympics of Michigan. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.